Hollywood celebrities obsess over Trump amid Ukraine invasion, offer thoughts and prayers. By David Ng on February 25, 2022. Hollywood celebrities rushed to offer their thoughts and prayers following Russia's invasion of the Ukraine on Wednesday. Some stars took advantage of the crisis to viciously attack former President Donald Trump while omitting any reference to President Joe Biden. Celebrities including Barbara Streisand, Mark Ruffalo, and George Takei weighed in with anodyne but self-important entreaties for peace. Meanwhile, Rob Reiner, Rosie O'Donnell, Albert Brooks, Bradley Whitford, and others took aim at Trump, accusing him of being on Vladimir Putin's side. "Donald Trump and the GOP are rooting for the murderer," Reiner tweeted. "Exactly. #ArrestTrump," O'Donnell wrote. The outpouring of Hollywood emotion comes as President Biden is scrambling to mount a response to Putin's aggression, after sanctions failed to deter the Russian leader. Biden's weak leadership is widely believed to have emboldened Putin to invade the Ukraine, something that didn't happen under Trump's presidency. Rob Reiner claimed without evidence that Donald Trump and the GOP are rooting for the murderer, by which he means Putin. The West Wing star Bradley Whitford offered his own anti-Trump screed, claiming Putin was the object of his affection. Trump nemesis Rosie O'Donnell bizarrely used the Ukraine crisis to call for Trump's arrest, something she has demanded multiple times over the years. Broadcast news star Albert Brooks used the crisis to resurrect the conspiracy theory that Trump is a Russian asset. This is 40 filmmaker Judd Apatow also used the crisis to suggest Trump is working for Putin. Disney's Frozen star Josh Gad appeared to attack Trump by mischaracterizing the former president's comments during a recent appearance on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. Mrs. Doubtfire screenwriter Randy Meisinger falsely claimed that Trump, the GOP, and Fox News are cheering on Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Rosanna Arquette implied that some GOP members of Congress are Russian assets bought off by Putin. Disney's Hocus Pocus 2 star Bette Midler bizarrely used the crisis to push the climate change agenda. Novelist Stephen King appeared to agitate for war against Russia. Anti-Trump comedian Jim Gaffigan joked that the new variant is called Putin. TNT's Animal Kingdom star Alan Barkin appeared to agitate for the seizure of assets of people with ties to Putin. Other Hollywood celebrities offered thoughts and prayers-style wishes. Barbara Streisand noted that some of her relatives hailed from the Ukraine, while Disney's The Avengers star Mark Ruffalo sent his love and good prayers. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.